Welcome to Clarity Call to Cash podcast. I'm Karina, your host today. My guest is Marin Ulakovic, Vice President, Chief Product Owner at SAP, expert in variant configuration. Organizations from different industries, such as manufacturing business, consumer goods industries, and etc., are increasingly offering customized products to their customers. A good product strategy helps them stand out from the competition by delivering customized products to their customers in a timely manner. The purpose of this episode is to define business objectives of using variant configuration, understand criteria for the choosing the right configuration solution, where to start to succeed with implementation, and to discuss SAP offerings for variant configuration. Marin, before we start, I'll let you to introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you very much. So my name is Marin Ukalovic, as said, Chief Product Owner currently at SAP. So responsible for the topic how to configure products, especially in the S4 area. I'm with the company over 20 plus years, and I think 23 or so. And out of these, I spent 20 years in the field doing pre-sales business architect and solution architect roles. So I met thousands of customers. I'm running in parallel also a huge customer group called Configuration Work Group as a chairman with about 6,000 users. And I'm also the contact person of the German, the DSAG, the German user group, which we have also about 500 customers in. So I could say I know a little bit about how to configure products.
A little bit. Impressive introduction. So let's move to the question. Thank you for the introduction. The first question will be, why is variant configuration so important for specific industries? What is the business objectives?
Okay, so when I look back, who's configuring with SAP? And as said, I'm really close to the company. And we have thousands of companies using the variant configuration capability in ERP and R3 previous times. Even in R2, it was a possibility to do so. It's mainly manufacturing industries, also public services, high-tech, automotive, discrete manufacturing, industrial manufacturing components. So companies which have the task to deliver lots, so-called lot size run products. So a customer is demanding a customized product, and there are several ways to solve this issue, right? You could go, for example, if you offer, let's say, easiest example, a t-shirt in several sizes and several colors and several prints, you could easily define for each specification a standard product and a standard bill of material and a standard routing with production steps, and then you will end up very easily and very fast in millions and billions of master data. So this is when people start doing customized products. It's the first approach, okay, just add material numbers. Then you very fast recognize that it's the wrong way. You can't solve it. It's just a mass problem. Then the second step by adding this capability is to use so-called material variants, saying there's one configurable product where you can add characteristics and values and rules, and you can define a product, and then the end will be a fixed material, so-called material variant. Then at least you save all the bombs and routings for these millions of master data, but still not the ideal way. And the recommended approach to be really flexible, agile, and offer a very complex solution scape for your customer by reducing complexity inside of the company is to run the real lot size one process by using configurable materials, right? Maintained in ERP, maintained in S4. So you have one material master, you have one bill of material of only one routing, of course, a more complex one, a more intelligent one. But the maintenance of these is much more easier than running thousands or hundreds of thousands of these. And you still can get material variants if you know this is a product which is sold really often in this special declaration. Then you can put it on stock, you can sell it from stock, you can produce it in batches, you can produce it cheaper and still deliver to your customer if he really catches the right one, right? But the recommendation, of course, is to really configure as much as you can just to clean up the process. And as said, most often discrete or manufacturing industries do so, but even an insurance is nothing else than a configurable paper, right? You have possibilities, you have choices, and there are rules behind. You can't make everywhere click, so you need help, and SAP is providing this help by several configurators, by the way.
Well, from what I'm hearing, easily, fast, agile to configure the product catalog, to configure the products, different variants of the products. It's very important for business to stay competitive in the market by having such opportunities, not to maintain a huge product catalog, but have variants. So if the business is clear about their project process objectives and business objectives, why they need variant configuration, where to start, and how to find the right solution with configuration.
If it's clear what the business objective is, let's say if you say, I want to reduce the cost of sales, for example, right? I have several salespeople, they're quite expensive, and I want to reduce these costs by offering my customer, as a user of variant configuration, the possibility to configure on his own by using Commerce, for example, Commerce Cloud, and you have a catalog there, all your products are there, and you don't want to have millions of products, of course, because the customer don't want to search that much. He wants to find easily, even by a guided selling, which is nothing else than a configuration task, the right product, and then configure the product, see the right pricing, see the availability, they're going to make a click and order it, right? Then the right configuration technology from SAP side, and of course everything I say is SAP flavored, is the two microservices which we offer in Business Technology Platform, which you attach to Commerce Cloud, and then you can configure the same material you have in the backend. If you say, I want to have a solution which helps my salespersons to easier get to quotes, to generate really fast quotes and as easy as and as much as possible, then the answer would be take a look at SAP CPQ, configure price quote, a solution, cloud-based solution, which is available two flavors. The one is if you say, I don't have an ERP backend, I don't have anything from SAP, I just want to have a CPQ system. You can maintain everything there. You can maintain your catalog data there, your product data, your sales rules, pricing, everything, and then generate a quote, really complex one also. Or the second flavor, if you say, I need to produce this part, I have a supply chain behind, and I have an ERP or an S4, and I don't want to maintain twice, then you can reuse all the models you have in the backend also over these two microservices on BTP and reuse them in CPQ. So no salesperson will sell something where the production or engineering guy says, we can't build it, right? Or we lose money, or you made a mistake, right? So this is really, really important. And if your customer says, if your business objective is to streamline business processes in the backend, instead of having thousands, millions of master data and 50 people maintaining 50 things, adding the business process of configure into the backend, and then it's currently S4 advanced variant configuration. This is the key configuration technology of SAP, which is available in public cloud, in on-premise and private cloud. And this helps you sell, produce, manufacture, ship, cost in a complete business process in the backend. And you still can reuse it, as mentioned, in a Commerce or CPQ application, or add 3D, or add machine learning. So this is the core component. So depending on the demand of the customer, there are several answers from SAP, but it all relates to the one product model and to reuse it. We would never recommend to maintain twice or even more data for configuration, because it is more complex than standard master data, and you should avoid doing it twice. We have a lot of experience, as said, thousands of customers over the last 25 years. And this is the recommendation to really make it easy to maintain, make it easy to use, make it look nice, and make it usable also for an end customer who is not a technical expert, right? So don't show your end customer, for example, an engineering-oriented configuration. Nobody wants to maintain 500 characteristics if he just wants to order a plate of steel or something like this. And of course, production needs 500 characteristics to maintain to produce it, but not the salesperson or the end customer will try wants to maintain this on the front end.
Well said. You brought the clarification for the processes that if it is a backend process, so mostly business should stand with the variant configurator. And in case if you would like to simplify your process for sales and for front-end office, let's say, then mostly you can come with CPQ or e-commerce or even both together, but it's important to understand where is the master data. Well, and now when we understand which solution to choose, we come into the question, how should a customer start a project to succeed with implementation?
Two major topics here. The one is to be clear about the outcome. What is the goal you want to achieve, right? Nobody wants to maintain things just to be maintained. If there's a pressure from master data side, for example, reduce complexity, this could be a goal. If you say, I want to have a higher margin, I want to see what my customer buys so that I can add rules that if you buy a car, a vehicle, they force you to choose combinations where you ask for one piece and then you have to pay 1,000 euro more, right? Because they make bundles or so. So you can drive sales, you can drive your end customer, so you could increase your margin. And of course, you can streamline the business process. And what's very important when you know what you want to achieve is to have knowledge how to do it, right? As every standard software, you have to have knowledge how to implement it. There are thousands of possibilities how to do it. And I would strongly recommend to go for a partner, which is well-educated, who had built several projects, who has experience, for example, also in the specific industry. Industries are totally different. And their demands are totally different. So it should be experience there, even if the recommendation is that, of course, the customer himself should model his product because he knows best how his model, how his product is being produced and sold. But he should be accompanied by an architect who guides him a little bit, said, yes, of course, you can maintain 500 characteristics, but I would recommend maintaining only 10 if you go for commerce, right? Or if you go for sales configuration, don't add technical stuff, right? Nobody wants to do that. Try to rephrase it, make it easier, make preconditions so that if you click, make one click, then 10 other dependencies are solved immediately. So it depends strongly on who is your target user, and then you need very good consultancy. So this would be my recommendation if you start a project. And of course, should be a SAP software.
I support the idea that it's a good advice to go with the partners because people who are focusing on specific industries, they definitely know, they learned lessons how to implement and they know what is the best solution can be. Second statement that I also support is that it's important to have a person with this helicopter view who can summarize all together, merge all the systems and avoid this duplicate of information. So architecture in the project implementation, I agree, is must. And also go with SAP is a good advice. So SAP offers several configurators. Could you please explain which is for what purpose?
Yes, that's true. We have several of them. Long history, by the way, as said, even in R2, meaning in the 80s, there have been capabilities to configure products. The most famous one is LOVC. This is the core configuration technology in ERP. As said, thousands of customers using that. The successor of LOVC is SAP S/4HANA Advanced Variant Configuration. It's there since 2017. And it's in S/4HANA, public cloud, on-premise and private cloud available. This is really the core development we do. State-of-the-art G-code engine used. And this is seen as a kind of starting point. You maintain your data there, your classification data, your rules, everything there. You can use it in Fiori. So it solves the sales, production, manufacturing, supply chain, purchasing process in a classical backend like S4. The next one, where I would say really famous and really, really upcoming is SAP CPQ. This is the sales configuration capability in a cloud version, which is used for your customer salesperson directly. The third one is the microservice, which is serving either CPQ and or Commerce Cloud. So Commerce Cloud is a platform to sell a shopping basket way, right? You can add standard products, but if you add configurable products, then you run this microservice, and this microservice reuses everything you had in your backend. So this would be the three major one. And then we have for really, really complex configurations, if you do a kind of network configuration or you don't know the end of a configuration or huge configurations, then we have a so-called SAP solution sales configuration, also since more than 10, 15 years on the market, which can be attached to S4 on-prem, it could be attached to ERP, could be attached now since this year to CPQ. So depending on the customer demands, I think we always have the right solution, and we try to make it step by step. So you can start easily, and then you can grow in your complexity, and you can still stay on the platforms. You can still keep Commerce, you can still keep CPQ. You don't need to change the platform, maybe just the engine.
All right. So, and you are expert in variant configuration. We heard that currently a new upgraded version of SAP solutions, such as SAP Advanced Variant Configuration, is available on the market. Could you please tell us a little bit more about this solution?
Yeah, I said this is my let's say my heart development effort today with several teams of 10. We're working since 2017. On SAP Advanced Variant Configuration, AVC is the short name. This is developed from scratch. So we started with really the young developers, some experienced ones which still know the old LOVC, but we said start from scratch and listen to customers and partners as multipliers. So what we did from the beginning, we started with the design thinking approach together with customers, asking them, you're having 25 or 20 plus years experience with how to configure products. You know your industry best, you know your customer best, you know your production best. What would you like us to do to serve you this business process on a new platform? And then we started with painting on paper, and they painted buttons and frames and UI exposures and so back and forth. And we asked partners, because I said, of course, a customer A says, I need this one immediately. And customer B says, I need total different, the opposite. And the partner says, I know 20 customers. I know 100 customers. I've been in 100 projects. My experience says you should go for ETO, right? Engineer to order. We need to have this process that the customer starts to configure something, and then his customer says, I want to have it a little bit differently. And you didn't prepare for this task. And then you have the possibility now in ABC, for example, to move from CTO, from configure to order, to engineer to order, hand it back to engineering, said, my customer asked for something special. Could you please recalculate? Could you please change the BOM? Could you please add another rule for this single customer demand? And then you put this into the business process, ship it the same way as a CTO product, right? And so we started developing this in 2017, and now we are in the fifth year. We, as said, shipped this in S4HANA public cloud, private, and on-premise. So either way you go, you can choose for ABC. In public cloud, only ABC is available. This should be a strategic sign that SAP is not doing anything more on VC. So I would recommend every customer take a look at ABC, look if it fits. If it doesn't fit, you can call us, because we are still in development, hopefully for years, because the business process is evolving, right? More and more demands are coming from different industries saying, we don't want to do it the same way as 20 years ago. We don't want to sell products, right? For example, I want to sell a solution for a customer problem. It's a total different demand in how to configure this. I want to sell the product, the service parts, and offer a subscription billing. My customer doesn't want to pay the product. He wants to send me $50 a month, right? Mm-hmm. I need to make a bundle out of these and then hand over the quote to the customer, something which wasn't theirs 20 years ago. They just sold products, right? And now we listen to customers and partners, and we are implementing it on the fly, right? Sometimes we have this continuous feature delivery, meaning you don't need to wait for releases. Maybe we ship it next week. In cloud, you can do so. If you're on premise, of course, every year is a new release coming up. And I would recommend to take always currently the latest release SAP offers, because most new content is in, right? And we are evolving every quarter.
Well, I like the approach of product development when it starts from design session. It's really useful, and it definitely means that the product will find its product market fit in terms if we'll start from the customer problems. And as you said, you pointed all the customer problems, and you started to create the product which is required by the customers to really solve their problems. It's inspirable, yes. And I guess that this product will definitely find their customers, and already found, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yes, wonderful. Marin, I would like to thank you for being with us today. As always, we are just one click away. Please contact us at Clarity Show. Thank you for listening, and see you in the next episode. And don't forget to subscribe, just to make sure you don't miss them. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.